Yeah, that was the idea with having him take a couple extra days to get back on the ice. And like I said, I'm not worried about his injury. Worry more when guys are out that long, groins, hip flexors, all the things that get strained pretty heavily in a game, but he'll go right back at it. So I don't even know that I'll list him as day-to-day. It sounds like there's an injury. I'm not sure whether he's playing tomorrow or not. We'll have to wait to see how he comes. I don't expect it to be long-term, but like Ben Sherrod and Dustin, I'm not going to put him back in the lineup until we're real comfortable with where he's at.
Mark Scheifele was not there today.
He's going to be surprised. Blake, Brian Little. There we go.
Brian Little.
You guys are trying to throw me.
Just
energy. So he had a little bit of the flu there yesterday, and he's feeling way better. Fine to skate today, but we just give him a day off sweating.
Swat said he had it too. Is it kind of run through?
Yeah, we've had a good tour of it. Yeah, and then there's a cold running around that we got banged up with there last month, but I think we're coming out of it now.
Come out of the game healthy otherwise, other than Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. How unique is this Patrick Laine situation?
I don't know. It's early in his career, right? So I don't know if it'll be a reoccurring thing. He's, you know, last night especially, because he's had some games where he's had his shots, but last night he had, you know, three of them that are normally really good for him, and certainly frustrated that they're not going in. But we'll stick to the standard line with a player who doesn't put the puck in. He's getting his chances, and they'll go for him. Yeah, so I've got a different view on his 5-on-5 game. For me, it's quite a bit better than it was 2 months ago, last year, the year prior. We've got two really young guys on the wings there, and they're learning their craft. So he's made a lot of improvements in his game, and he'll just keep getting better.
What's the next step with him? What do you do to try to get him out of it?
There's some things to look at. Some of it's just personnel changes. Players coming in on a lineup affect who he plays with. He likes playing over on the left side. We like some of the things that have come with him playing on the left side, so we'll leave him there for now and then let him work through it. Like, there's some really good things that come out of a player going through what Patty goes through that you're going to experience it in your career, especially a player that has big number expectations, that you're that 25 goals isn't a career year. It's a sign that you're struggling. So learning how to handle it, focus on other parts of your game, make those parts better, and be patient on one hand and wait for that confidence and good feel to come back, and at the other time be real determined about getting to that net.
Is he as down as you've seen him?
No, actually he's got some bark to him and some bite in his game, so we think he's grinding.
Paul, does Dustin's return, does that affect how you would treat Josh's availability? Would you push Josh a little quicker, maybe?
No. So there's an injury line there that it doesn't matter where you are in the standings, right? Like, there's a certain level that you're just not playing a player. When you have some depth on your blue line, and we have players that, you know, you were 3-1-1, but 3-0-1 in our last four, that we've got good players that we can put out in the ice, so we're patient with them all now. We want to make sure we don't put a player in harm's way.
So he'll make the trip and maybe
he might be in the lineup tomorrow night. Like, he feels much better today. We've got to get him out in the morning skate. If he feels strong enough, we'll do that. If not, we'll hold him out and we'll shoot for Ottawa. I don't see this as a long-termer, fellas. I don't. There's nothing structural that concerns us right now. My problem more in dealing with this one is he's a tough kid. So he's played with an awful lot, and his I'm ready to go is a less percentage on some other guys that need to get close to 100 to play. So we have to kind of keep an eye on that. But that's part of being a good pro, you know, making good decisions. It'll be almost Josh's decision whether he thinks he can play or not.
Change your approach a bit, style going east?
Well, yeah, our awareness, not so much our style, but our awareness. We're going to play three teams now with some some real good skill or quickness in their forward group. Lots of counters, lots of puck pressure. Maybe not as heavy physically, but a speed-based game. We find that in the East more. So just an awareness. We want to play, standard cliche, we want to play our game, right? But we do. There is a difference in style in the East. Not every team. Columbus, I think, is a little different. Boston, maybe even a little bit different on that side. But Montreal, very quick, real quick counter team. They've always been a strong passing team. We know about their goaltending, but going into that, we're expecting a real fast game.
What's your plan with goaltending?
Yeah, the plan is to both play this in the next three. Yeah, we're going to wait to see how Josh goes and make our decision from there.